Welcome to the English with Kirsty podcast from www.englishwithkirsty.com. Here I'll be sharing with you tips, information and other learning resources so that you can improve your business English. And welcome to episode 99 of the English with Kirsty podcast. And today I'm going to talk about something that came up this week, and it's place names, because we know that different groups of letters can be pronounced in different ways in the English language. For example, you've got O-U-G-H, that can be like thought or through or though. You know, you've got all these different ways of pronouncing O-U-G-H, and it's the same in place names. And sometimes place names even confuse people that live in the UK. So I want to look at 14 different places or different groups of letters within place names and explain how they're pronounced. So I don't expect that people who are coming to visit the UK will learn all the place names and exactly how to say them. But if you hear them, then you'll know which place is being talked about. And also it'll help you to find things on the map, perhaps. And if you are going to one of these places, then at least you'll know how to pronounce it. So this is not a definitive list. This list could go on and on forever, so I've only chosen 14 today, but it's a good place to start. So the first place I want to start is with our capital city, because sometimes I hear people calling it London because they see the O and they think, okay, long is pronounced like that, so maybe it's London as well, but it isn't. It's London. So the first O in London is like the U in sunshine or summer. It's London, so you don't pronounce that first O like an O, sounds like an orange. Okay, the second one is something we see because a lot of our towns are in counties with the name of the town and shire, but it's not pronounced shire, it's shire. So York, Yorkshire. It's not Yorkshire. A shire horse is the big, the horses with all the fur around the legs that pull the carts. They're shire horses, but we don't pronounce it as shire in the place's name. So sometimes it's a city, and then that city is within the county where you just add shire. So like Oxford is in Oxfordshire, Cambridge, Cambridgeshire. And some of them are not cities, like there isn't a city called Hamp within Hampshire, it's just Hampshire. So we've got lots of different places like Yorkshire, Oxfordshire, Hampshire, Cheshire, Lincolnshire, so there is a town called Lincoln within Lincolnshire, Derbyshire, which also confuses people because it's spelled D-E-R-B-Y. They think, oh, Derby, but it's not, it's Derby in Derbyshire. Okay, number three is this group of letters C-E-S-T-E-R. So if you see this, you just pronounce the S-T-E-R, so it's a st sound. So we've got Worcester. It's not Worcester, it's Worcester. And Leicester, it's not Leicester, it's Leicester. So you really ignore the C and the E. And then you just get Worcester and Leicester. And Worcestershire and Leicestershire too. It's the same. So number four. I can only think of one example of this, there may be more, but there is a place in London called Clapham, and there's also a big railway station called Clapham Junction, and a lot of trains go through there, it's a big station. But you see the P and the H, and you think, oh, is it Clapham? Is it Clapham? Because PH, like in photograph, is a F sound, but no, you ignore the H completely, and it's Clapham. Number five, where you see wick, like a candle has a wick, but when you see it in places, it's not wick, it's just ick, so you get rid of the W sound. So in Warwick, or Warwickshire, it's not Warwick, it's Warwick. In Chiswick, it's not Chiswick, it's Chiswick. So you just ignore this W in the wick to get place names. Number six, and this is something that tourists often get wrong. So you can have ham in a sandwich, like a ham and tomato sandwich or something like that, but when you see it at the end of a place name, it's not ham. So it's not Buckingham Palace, it's Buckingham Palace. It's not Birmingham, It's Birmingham. We have Durham and Nottingham, not Nottingham, it's Nottingham. So all of these are not Ham, they're Birmingham, Nottingham, Buckingham Palace. Number 7, I put this in because it used to drive me crazy when I used to work near there, and it's not the case of pronouncing things wrongly, it's saying what you think you see and not what you do see. So there is a station in London called St Pancras. It is not called St Pancras. We do not name stations after parts of the body, like internal organs. St Pancras was a person, and the station is named after that person. And you can read about the history if you're interested, but it's not Pancras, it's St Pancras. And obviously, you know, tourists may get this wrong, that's not a big deal, but people that work there, I used to work there, and people who worked there used to get wrong with us. Seriously, it doesn't say that, it says St Pancras. Anyway, moving on. When we see borough, we do talk about like the borough. London has lots of boroughs, and borough is a word. But when it's in place names, it's often reduced. So Scarborough, Loughborough. It's not borough, it's borough. So you don't pronounce it as two syllables, it's just one syllable here. So yeah, Loughborough and Scarborough. Number 9, somewhere where I spent a bit of time, is not Greenwich, it's Greenwich. And talk about GMT, Greenwich Mean Time. You don't pronounce the W here, so it's not Greenwich. And although you have the word green in there, you don't pronounce it as green, it's Greenwich. So you get rid of an E in green and you get rid of the W, so it just sounds like Greenwich. Number 10, this is one of the London boroughs. It's not Southwark, it's Southwark. So again, you get rid of the W and you get rid of the O in South. So if you see this word written down, it's Southwark. Number 11, there is a word that is folk. You know, you can have folk music, but there are two counties in the east of the UK, Norfolk and Suffolk. And they, even though it says F-O-L-K, you don't say folk, you say Norfolk and Suffolk. Number 12, sometimes we get rid of the H as well. So it's not Vauxhall, it's Vauxhall. So you get rid of the H in this place, which is also a train station. Number 13, mouth. You think, okay, when you see M-O-U-T-H, it says mouth, but not in place names like Portsmouth and Plymouth. So you're not saying Portsmouth and Plymouth, it's Portsmouth and Plymouth. And the last one is Bury, B-U-R-Y. And I think there is a place called Bury. But when you see it at the end of names of places, sometimes we just say Bury. So Newbury, it's not Newbury, it's Newbury. And Canterbury, famous for the Canterbury Tales. It's not Canterbury, it's Canterbury. Okay, so there are 14 examples or 14 groups of letters. You can see them all written out on the show notes page because I know it's probably easier to look at these as they're written down. So if you go to englishwithkirsty.com/podcast/episode99, you will find this list of all the place names written down. And don't forget that next week we have episode 100, which is going to be the free resource for learners of business English. So come back for next week if you haven't already. Why not subscribe so you don't miss that? And yeah, I hope you found this useful. If there are other things that you want to know about pronunciation, you can also leave me a message in the contact form and let me know what else you would like me to cover if there are other things like this. And I hope you have a good week and have fun learning English. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the English with Kirsty podcast. If you have any questions or comments, my email address is kirsty@englishwithkirsty.com, or you can go to www.englishwithkirsty.com/podcast, where you'll find information about the individual episodes.